You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm very good, thank you.
That is good to hear. What have you been reading?
So I've been adventuring in Murihiku, Southland this past week, so I thought a fitting read would be Victoria Bruce's Adventures with Emily, taking on the Te Araroa Trail in 138 life-changing days. So this is a brand new memoir that's come out from Penguin Random House New Zealand, and it's about a woman called Victoria Bruce. She was living in Christchurch with her young daughter Emily, who's about seven, and working in a successful yet stressful career in comms. But when she hit rock bottom, and her depression and PTSD from experience when she was young were catching up on her. And when she thought about what made her feel good, it's nature and walking. And to save herself, she decided to take Emily out of school and have them both walk the Te Araroa Trail, a 3,000K journey over 6 months from Cape Preanga down to Bluff.
Oh, how cool. That's such an amazing story to have decided to, I guess, set out on in the first place, but then to also write about it is pretty incredible too.
Yeah, and to bring your little one with you. So what we have here is this adventure story, but we also get flashbacks to Victoria as she's walking, to her childhood in Australia, her complicated relationship with her family, being part of the foster system, becoming a drug addict at 16. She's, I'd say she'd be in her 30s, but she's lived a lot in her short life. So she has this wonderful, engaging way of writing. She has worked as a journalist before and has a journalist way of words. There's a lot of context and history around the descriptions of their steps as they're walking. It's not like, I feel happy. It's sort of like, we're doing this and this means, you know, that she's looking at the environment, there's ecology, Te Ao Māori is in there as well, of what each place means to Māori people and the history of that. I think that's really interesting to read as well. There's the logistics of huts and camp gear, dehydrated food and near misses. And by her side is this enthusiastic, sociable child just keeping up with her along the way, and Emily loves talking to fellow trampers they meet, and Victoria's less inclined and less social, but of course, as a nosy person, for me, reading about the vulnerable inner workings of someone's mind is incredibly compelling, and she lays it all out on the table.
That's so beautiful to be that vulnerable, I think, in a book like this. Particularly, I mean, it's a really brave story to write down as well, to kind of process all of your stuff in a informative and public way like that.
Yeah, especially as it doesn't seem like, well, it's the way that I've taken it in, that she's not like that with people. She finds it really hard to trust them and talks about that within the book, where her daughter is just like making best friends everywhere. And she's very aware of the processes her mind and body takes when she's hitting a low, which does happen as she's walking the trail. So like the lack of a busy city life leaves room for these memories and traumas to emerge. But this is just what happens when you strip everything back. You just need to walk, eat and sleep. But of course, without weather and rugged terrain, it's not always that simple.
It sounds like a fascinating book for anyone who's ever considered, you know, walking the Araroa Trail as well.
Exactly, yes. And for whatever reason, you may walk it. And so this is a story about trauma and the step one takes to overcome it, being a solo mother. But it's all really about the highs and lows, the high highs and low lows of relying on nature. So, well, I think this type of journeying book is not new. I think because of its location and that we have Emily along for the ride makes for a really wonderful read that injects sparks of adventure, hope and wonder. I think a lot of people get a lot out of this book. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a really wonderful read.
Remind us of the name and the author again, Jenna.
It's Adventures with Emily, E-M-I-L-I-E, and it's written by Victoria Bruce. It's published by our friends at Penguin Random House New Zealand. It's $40, and it's on the shelf now at Time Out.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for that. We will see you when you make your way back up from Te Waipounamu to Tamaki Makaurau, but enjoy the rest of your holidays in the meantime. Thanks so much, Jenna.
Thank you. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.